In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Regarding the apparitions of Garabandal, there is permission for priests and nuns to come to the place. But as in the case of Medjugorje, it is very difficult for the Church to decide to officially approve the apparitions, given that the happenings of the warning and the miracle that were already announced are still in progress before the punishment or chastisement in case men are not sincerely converted. For this reason, it is understandable to wait out of prudence for the fulfillment of these prophecies before the Catholic Church gives a definitive judgment. Each one is free to accept these apparitions or not, because they are not dogmas of faith. However, considering the pros and cons can make us accept a reality wanted by God, who has wanted to manifest through the Virgin Mary the need for prayer, especially the Holy Rosary, penance, and adoration of Jesus in the Eucharist, things forgotten in practice by so many non-practicing Catholics, who really lead a life far from God and in danger of eternal condemnation. St. Pio of Pietrelcina, also known as Padre Pio, wrote the following letter to the visionaries of Garabandal. Dear girls, at 9 o'clock this morning, the Holy Virgin Mary told me to tell you, O blessed girls from San Sebastian de Garabandal, I, the Virgin, promise you that I will be with you until the end times, and you will be with me at the end of the world, and then united with me in the glory of paradise. I am sending you a copy of the Holy Rosary of Fatima, which the Virgin has ordered me to send you. This rosary has been dictated by the Holy Virgin Mary and must be spread for the salvation of sinners and the preservation of humanity from the worst punishments that the good God is threatening. I only give you one piece of advice: pray and make people pray, because the world is about to begin its perdition. They do not believe in you, nor in your conversations with the White Lady. They will believe when it is too late. Conchita Gonzalez tells us what she felt when she received that letter and says, I was surprised at what it said, and as it came without a signature, I kept it in my pocket until the moment of the apparition. When our Blessed Mother, the Virgin Mary, appeared, I showed her the letter, and I asked her who it was from. Our Blessed Mother answered that it came from Padre Pio. I did not know then who Padre Pio was, and I did not ask more. In the month of February of the year 1966, Conchita Gonzalez travels to Rome. She has been called by the pro-prefect of the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, His Eminence Alfredo Ottaviani. On this trip, one of the contacts of the small journey is Dr. Enrico Medi, friend and personal doctor of Pope St. Paul VI. He suggests taking advantage of her trip to visit San Giovanni Rotondo and see St. Pio of Pietrelcina. Conchita Gonzalez is very happy about this possibility because she vividly remembers the message that Padre Pio had conveyed to them in his letter from Our Sweet Mother, the Virgin Mary. I promise you that you will be united with me in the glory of paradise. Conchita Gonzalez tells us, we were led into a small room, a cell, which had a bed, a chair, and a small table. I remember that I had the crucifix kissed by the Virgin Mary, and I said to Padre Pio, this is the cross kissed by the Blessed Virgin. Would you like to kiss it? Padre Pio then took the Christ and placed it in the palm of his left hand, on the stigma. He then took my hand, which he placed on the crucifix, and blessed my hand and the cross as he spoke to me. Doctor and professor of philosophy at the Sorbonne University in Paris, and consultant to the Congregation for the Causes of Saints, Joachim Boufflet, tells us that on the afternoon of August 23rd of the year 1968, after confessing to Padre Pio, he spoke with him for a few moments. At the end of the confession, St. Pio of Pietrelcina told him, "Pray to the Virgin Mary. Consecrate yourself to Our Lady of Mount Carmel, who appeared in Garabandal." Joachim Boufflé was confused, to which Padre Pio insisted, "Consecrate yourself to the Virgin of Carmel, who appeared in Garabandal." Then Joachim Boufflé asked him, "The Garabandal apparitions? So it is true?" To which St. Pio of Pietrelcina responded sharply, "Certo y vero," so enthusiastically, "Of course it's true." Padre Pio shows his appreciation for the apparitions of Garabandal. That is why St. Pio of Pietrelcina encouraged many to approach the Garabandal apparitions. Conchita Gonzalez and her mother go to Lourdes in the month of October of the year 1968. Father Bernardino Senimo is waiting for them in Lourdes and explains to the young woman that Father Pellegrino, a priest who took care of Padre Pio during his last years, had transcribed a note for her dictated by the saint. Father Senimo acknowledges not having believed in the apparitions of Garabandal at first, but confesses to Conchita Gonzalez that when Padre Pio asked him to give Conchita the veil that would cover his face after his death, Father Senimo changed his mind. In Lourdes that day, the veil and the letter were given to Conchita Gonzalez. But she was even more interested in another matter, and she immediately asked Father Senimo, "Why did the Virgin Mary tell me that Padre Pio was going to see the miracle and he has died?" To which Father Senimo replies, "He saw the miracle before he died. St. Pio of Pietrelcina told me himself." Another similar problem happened with the death of Joey Lomangino, who was told by Conchita Gonzalez that the Virgin Mary had promised that on the day of the miracle, she would give him new eyes, since he was blind. A priest and personal friend of Conchita Gonzalez explained that Joey Lomangino had offered his eyes to God for Garabandal before his death, and God took him at his word and did not give him physical sight, but spiritual sight in the kingdom of heaven. According to the plan of God, he was going to cure his blindness, but if Joey Lomangino preferred to offer his eyes and remain blind until his death, for the triumph and approval of the Garabandal apparitions, God accepted and took Joey Lomangino without having cured him in this world, but gave him a new view and made him see the miracle from heaven. Joey Lomangino, who was recommended by St. Pio of Pietrelcina to go to Garabandal, for many years tirelessly made known the apparitions of Garabandal and founded Workers of Our Lady in New York to inform people with a magazine about the apparitions of Garabandal, healings, conversions, and other things. St. Teresa of Calcutta, who lived from 1910 to 1997, when she received news about the apparitions of Garabandal in the year 1970, she said, "From the beginning, I felt that the events were authentic." St. Teresa of Calcutta was a close friend of Conchita Gonzalez, and they visited each other in New York when the saint went to visit her nuns. St. Jose Maria Escrivá, who lived between the years 1902 and 1975, founder of Opus Dei, personally visited Garabandal in 1962. He was talking with the girls, and they remembered him with affection. St. Maria de las Maravillas de Jesús, who lived from 1891 to 1974, was a Spanish discalced Carmelite who encouraged her daughters to appreciate the messages of the apparitions of Garabandal. Venerable Martha Robin, who lived between the years 1902 and 1981, famous French mystic who went 50 years without eating, drinking, or sleeping, and founder of the Foyers de Charité, or charity homes, also expressed her appreciation for the apparitions of Garabandal. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.